maybe we have hit this point where we have nothing in common with darkness.
Family man, yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, it's a busy morning here at the Wilson household. I mean, it just feels like one of those mornings that I maybe like to climb back into bed, you know? Do you ever have those mornings, Scott?
Every day.
Well, I mean, it had the potential of being a great morning because the sun is shining after a rainy day and I didn't have to get up to take Caleb or Cal to work. I have to get up at 5:30 every morning to take Cal to work, but he didn't work on Wednesdays. Oh, yes, he works on Saturdays, but he doesn't work on Wednesdays. And so I'm like, oh, today I don't have to get up. So I was looking forward to it and I felt rested when I got up at 7:15, felt good and went down to the bathroom, you know, spending a little quiet time there. And there's a soft knock on the door and my wife goes, "What have you done?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And she was talking about a post that I didn't really want to get to this yet, Scott. So I might start here and then
back away. Not talking about this.
We are talking about this. Oh. So I made a post. I don't know. Did you see it?
I did.
Okay, so I made a post and it was just been a harried morning this morning. We'll come back to that post because it just is weighing heavy on my heart here.
They've got the long knives out for you, man.
They've got the long knives, you're right, out for me. It is so bizarrely weird to me, but I've made some sense of it. So let's not talk about that yet. We'll come back to that, Scott. So we're getting ready to pack up. I've got all these books. You can't see it in the camera right now because I told you I switched cameras, but I've got all these boxes stacked up around me that are going to go in a trailer here in a little bit. We're heading out to York, Pennsylvania, which is a pretty decent drive, about a 9-hour drive first thing in the morning. So we're heading down to Indianapolis tonight because we got to drop off our dog.
You need to start saying you're headed to an undisclosed location.
I'm headed to an undisclosed location.
You know how like the bunker they used to put Dick Cheney in, you know, that's where you're headed.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Well, and so we're going to a homeschool convention there for the weekend and it should be a great fun time. But then as soon as we get back, we've got a couple day rest and then we're off to Colorado. My bride and I, it's going to be over our anniversary. So it's kind of a win-win. Just the two of us are going, but there's not a lot of turnaround time in between. And then we get back and then it's, you know, the greatest day of the year, Father's Day. And then on Tuesday is Kids Day. So that all sounds, you know, really good, but it does feel like there's a little bit of pressure. But after that, I'm starting to coast. I'll be around home, so that's good. We had Maggie's graduation open house this weekend. And again, the graduation ceremony is pretty simple. We just say, "We love you. You're a great student. Here's your diploma." And then we had a party, and it felt like another wedding at the Wilson house. I mean, it was just lots of cars in our yard, and it was just good. Here's another thing, Scott. And then I got to ask you how you're doing. You know, the old Family Man RV, Family Man Mobile discussion we've had off and on for the last, 6 months.
Yep.
And how the plan was we were going to downgrade to a smaller RV. We bought a smaller RV, went down to Florida, picked it up. And then we were doing some rearranging. And I told my wife, I'm like, "You're not going to like me." But I said, "How about we smell? How about we sell the new RV?" And she's like, "I was thinking the same thing." So the plan is we're going to sell the new RV that we bought and hopefully not pay too much of a stupid tax on this when we have to get rid of it. And then we're going to make the old one work because we're just not using it like we used to. You know, we used to tell those stories how we would drive and be out for months at a time. We haven't even taken it out once this year. And so we're just thinking, maybe we won't use it as much. Do we need to have that money kind of socked in that? And so,
can't you get Ike to trick it out or something so you can make a big profit on it?
There you go. There you go. And so that would be a good
plasma
idea.
Cutter, man. We can do something fun with this.
It looks like the Mandalorian, whatever his name of his ship
yes,
is.
He could sell that.
So I was feeling good about it. So we put it on. And so last week someone said, we won it. And so I was super thrilled. They came on the graduation day in the morning and I stayed home from church to show it to them. And they said, we won it. You know, they put a down deposit and they were going to pick it up. Well, now they're like, well, we're having a little trouble getting our financing together. And I'm like, of course you are. You know, and so I don't know. But if you don't mind praying, dads, you know, pray that this thing would get sold so I don't have to worry about it anymore. So we would be only back down to our original RV, and for which I would be thankful. So I'll be thankful anyway, but I would be really thankful if we could be down to one RV. So we're praying that thing will work out. Which made me think of something else. So let me just take a pause, a breath, and ask you, Scott, how are you doing? You had a graduation as well, right?
We did. The ceremony was a few weeks ago, but the party was this past weekend, and we made it through it, and it went really well. The weather was perfect. My wife's stepmother even got to come for a few minutes, which was astonishing to all of us, when they just strolled up the pathway. We had it at a park.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, and it could not have been better. Although, well, okay. I've been in like an allergic fit since last Sunday, I think. That was like the worst allergy day of my life. And I mean, I threw every possible pill at it and nasal thing and whatever. I just, nothing put a dent in it for that day. But it's better now for the most part. But man, it was not fun for several days. But the party was great. And Luke had a great time and we celebrated him. I don't know what else is going on. We had another thing collapse in our basement and found another spot where there's water. And that was fun. My wife has had this like clothes rack thing that's sort of movable on wheels, you know.
Right.
She didn't really ever move it, but there was a bunch of stuff hanging on it, and then it just fell apart. and it was a pile of clothing and metal. So in the midst of trying to pack for vacation the other night, she had to go through a whole bunch of clothing and decide what to do with it. It's just chaos around here, man. We're headed out of town tomorrow, and for once, I'm going out of town.
That sounds awesome.
We're headed to South Carolina to see my parents just for a day, and then the next day we're headed to Hilton Head, which
sounds glorious.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. It's going to be a little different this year because
right,
Dad and stepmom are not going.
Because your stepmom's really sick.
Yeah, in the last days of cancer. And I mean, we're very grateful that she's still here. It's just really rough at the moment.
Yeah. And so that kind of puts things up in the air, right?
Yes. She really wanted us all to go on this trip. And so we're all doing it. And it's just, it's a whole different way of doing it than we've ever done before. I guess you could pray that we will have hearts of servants and try to be kind and loving and step up and serve where we need to, because it's really easy to get down there and just be like, well, I want to go to the beach, you know, and
right,
not do anything helpful. So
yeah. Well, hey, let me pray for that right now. Father, I just pray for Scott's family. I know that especially when you got kids and they can only sometimes focus on themselves and they're fun or not being able to be fun. I pray that as a family, they would be thinking of each other and thinking of their grandmother and thinking about the stress that adds, and that they would just be easy. And I pray for Scott's stepmom that you would be very close to her, that she would feel your presence, and that everyone in that whole family would feel that as well, and that your timing would be perfect as it always is. And I just pray that somehow this week down in Hilton Head would just be a refreshment for everybody, and it would just be one of those vacations they remember forever. And we pray it all in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And as we go to my parents, the other thing is they're getting ready for a move. My parents are moving into an assisted living place in like another couple weeks. So things are a little chaotic there too. And hopefully we'll be able to have a good time. I haven't seen them in person since before COVID.
Oh, wow. So that's been a couple years, a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow. So. Wow. Well, I hope it's a great, great time for you. And now switching to, we need a commercial break just so we can switch. And this will close out on this. Well, you know, like I said, Kids Day is coming up Tuesday, the 21st of June. And if you don't know what Kids Day is, that means you haven't been listening very long, because Kids Day has been something we've done at our house for really for probably 20 years. We always pick the first day of summer to celebrate our kids. It was Sam's idea. I think we had Father's Day, Mother's Day, and Sam was like, "Hey, Dad, when are we going to have Kids Day?" And I'm thinking, Kids Day is every day. You know, you don't need a day to celebrate. You, every day is special. You know, you don't have to, you don't have a job. You don't have to pay for anything. Why do you need more? But I thought, you know, that's not a bad idea. So we started out real simple and we just, you know, did something fun that day. You know, maybe we went on a picnic or maybe we played games outside or, and then we got them little gifts, like really tiny, like little squirt guns, you know, and we'd have a squirt gun fighter. And as we've gotten, they've gotten older, we've kind of abandoned the gifts just because they don't, we're not getting them more gifts. There's too many of them. But we'll make them a card, you know, that I print off on the computer and just say, "I'm so glad I'm your dad," that kind of thing. And then we might have a special meal or in the past we did like a slip and slide or maybe we'd go putt-putt golfing. And for really years, it has been very convenient because Disney has released a movie real close to the first day of summer. And so we've gone to Cars and Incredibles and Brave and all those, and it always was a, you know, a big fun deal, and we, it worked out perfect.
Hey, did you know, not that I don't want to talk about this or anything, but did you that the slip and slide was apparently one of the most dangerous toys ever invented?
Really?
I saw this on the internet yesterday. It was in there with like lawn darts and chemistry sets that blew up and things like that.
And the Hasbro guillotine.
Yes. Apparently people were like breaking their necks when they were doing slip and slides and stuff like that. I'm like, wow.
That's when America was great.
Yeah. The lawn darts thing, I think people just mixed too much alcohol with it, because we played with those when I was a kid. Nobody ever
Got stabbed. We used to throw them as far as you could. You know? Never once thought you might impale a kid.
Yep.
That was good. And then, I don't know, now it's
pogo stick, that was apparently really dangerous. I don't know how, I mean, I guess they were really rigid when they were first made and people would just fall over and hurt themselves. It's a dangerous world, man.
That's when we were a good country. That's when gas prices was cheap.
And people didn't consider it violence when somebody said something. Okay, now you can continue.
Just okay, yes, exactly. As a lead-in, Scott. And so talking about those violent days of yore. So we would do a Disney movie usually on Kids Day for years. Well, this year we were super excited because I don't know if it's a prequel or whatever, but to Toy Story, the movie Lightyear, based on Buzz Lightyear. And they showed the first trailers and it looked really fun, and my kids were excited, and Ben was excited to take his son Hudson, because Hudson loves Buzz Lightyear and Woody. So we're real excited. And then the big kerfuffle down in Florida happened a few months ago with the parents' rights to not teach their kids certain things in sexual orientation in kindergarten, and the opposition turned it quickly into "Don't Say Gay," and that became this huge thing. 70 Disney employees walked out at Disney World out of their 70,000 people and said, "You don't like us gay people." And so Disney came back and said, "You know, we want to affirm this, so we're going to put a scene back into Lightyear that they had previously removed, and it was a same-sex kiss." And, you know, it felt a little bit like a punch to all the conservatives and Christians who believe, you know, that the Bible's pretty clear about same-sex anything. And so I'm like, crud. And I talked to my kids and my older kids, and I said, you know what? If they do it, I'm not going. I'm not taking our family. Now, they can do what they want, and it'll be a quick scene, and maybe it'll be overlooked. And, you know, I know my oldest son, Ben, you know, with Hudson, he's like, oh, Dad. He goes, we were really looking forward to it. And I'm like, I'm no judgment here. You just do what you have to do. I'm good with it. But I said, I'm not going. And so I made a little post that, you know, of a little ticket with $14 on it and a Buzz Lightyear banner sitting in a movie theater kind of thing. And I put a big X in it. And I said, Dear Disney or So Disney, I'm not going. And that's all. And I thought, you know, my thinking was, I just want somebody to know that those choices affect bottom lines. I'm not boycotting because, Scott, I don't know about you, but I don't know if we can boycott anymore. I mean, unless we are self-sufficient in our houses, you know, and don't use power off the power grid, we cannot boycott. I don't know. Did you see, you know, like all these, I was just shocked by how many emails I got with little rainbow flags attached to them. You know, every ad felt like it was Kohl's or Walmart or VRBO or pick one. I even had homeschool ads coming through that had rainbows on them. And I'm like, I'm not boycotting everybody. But I just said, I'm not going to go to this movie, you know? And I know my money doesn't affect them much, but it is some. And I just thought, because I just posted it on Facebook to our group, which I thought was like all in the same camp. And I unleashed a firestorm of anger. And I read down through the comments, and it was just shocking to me. Shocking to me, Scott. And you said you saw the post.
You know, it's funny. I saw it in the early moments, I guess, when I saw, you know, plenty of people just be like, yeah, we're not going either. And that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought that our group would say.
Then my wife last night was like, oh boy, Todd stepped in it. And I was like, what happened?
That's how I felt. And it was just, they were mean. They were just harsh, harsh comments. I mean, obviously, I mean, I want to say they're not Christians, but I mean, I don't know their hearts, but they talk like non-Christians, you know, just mean to everybody. And some people felt sorry for me and they'd go, I think what he's trying to say is this, you know, and the comment back to them would be like, well, you can burn in hell then, you know, or wherever you go or whatever you believe. I hope all your kids are gay, you know, and just harsh. And so this morning, that's how my morning began. My wife knocking on the door and say, take it down. You know, so I did take the post down. But I feel stuck, Scott. I mean, really stuck. I've talked to business people. I talked to people who work in Disney itself, you know, in their corporate headquarters and their executives. And they've said, you know, we just keep our heads down and do our work. And I'm hearing this from others as well. And I, in my naivety, have said, you know, well, you know, try to make a stand when you can. In fact, I even someone wrote, Scott, someone said, oh, whatever, you're a big meanie, you know, homophobic, you're a homophobe. And I wrote them back. I said, you know, I usually don't respond to these. I was trying to be nice. I don't respond. But I said, I just get a little tired of this phrase, homophobic, you know, because phobic, it means fear, as though I fear homosexuals or I fear the movement. I said, I don't fear that. I don't agree with it. And I think we should be able to disagree without everybody getting mad and without saying that we're just fearful. I said, you can disagree with me. I'm okay with it. I don't care. And, you know, I said, thanks for sharing your opinion, you know, whatever. Well, you know, they just come back and other people come back and they're just mean and hateful. Oh, yes, you are. You're just like the racist. You're a racist if you have to define it, you know.
And that's where you just say, thank you for playing. We're out.
And really, that's what I should have done. And I didn't write any other comments. And I may feel that way, and I did do that because I took my ball and I went home. But in my head, I'm thinking, we've just gone to a point where we really, I guess we just, you know, like we've talked about in 1 Thessalonians, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and mind your own business and, you know, work with your hands. And maybe we have hit this point where we have nothing in common with darkness, which is not hit a point. But can I just read a portion of scripture? And it's a fairly lengthy. It's in Romans chapter 1. And I was thinking of this because I remember a guy, a friend of mine, he gave a sermon. I mean, and this is a long time ago. And he was just making this point. And I remember him saying, well, you know, first you ignore God, then you're homosexual, then you're a murderer. And I can remember just like this. He said it really fast. Like, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a large, long progression or a fast progression. But listen to this. This is in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Some of it's going to sound real familiar. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what he has made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. And then this is the phrase that kind of, I guess, I need to be reminded of. Therefore, because of all that, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over, that's that same phrase, to degrading passions. For the women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over, that's that phrase three times, to a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. Sound like all those posts. And although they knew the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. That's in Romans chapter 1, the latter part. You know, and I just thought, you know, maybe God, maybe we're here. Maybe God has given them over to what they wanted. And it's just, that's the way it is. And they do terrible things and they give hearty approval to those who practice them. And maybe all that unkindness and ugliness is all because of being given over. And so maybe I'm expecting way too much from them because God gave them over to their hearts of impurity and degrading passions and depraved minds. And maybe I just need to shut up, lead a quiet life, and, you know, mind my own business and work with my hands. And so, you know, maybe that helps me not be quite so frustrated, knowing that God's in control of you and all that, and then he's given them what they want, and that maybe we really truly have nothing in common with darkness. And so, hey, Dad, I don't know what that has to do with you. I know what it has to do with me. But I will say, it kind of struck me, too, that sometimes I could tell the ones that were obviously Christian, you know, because they would kind of be in agreement with me. And then they would jump in. And sometimes they would get caught into this being mean back. Fight that, you know, just like Scott said, smile and say, hey, we're done. And I will say, too, it's interesting to me, and you've seen this before, Scott, you know, as soon as I said the word Disney, then I had Christians who said, well, you know, Disney's always been crummy. And they've always done this. Why would you have done this in the first place? You know, cut your fellow Christians some slack and let them figure out some of that for themselves. Let them have a difference of opinion than you, Dad. You know, we don't all feel the same way. We don't all know where to draw the lines. I mean, one person said, well, Disney's always been crummy. That is not true. You know, there have been things that are lovely and pure and things to think on. Did it come from necessarily a Christian? No, but I get stuff from Walmart that's not Christian. You know, my toilet paper, I don't know where it came from, but I like it, you know? And so that's what I'm thinking. I again, if you could pray for me, I'd sure appreciate it, because even my wife and I are a little at odds now. And she's like, I told you so, you know, and I don't want to be at odds with my wife. I want to be on the same page with my wife. And I told my wife, I won't post those things again unless I have to. So I appreciate you, Dad. Thanks for hanging in there with me, with all my imperfections, with all my bungling, and with all my inconsistencies, which were all inconsistent. But keep doing what you need to do for your family. Keep standing up for what is true, even though you might not be consistently true across the board. And people will say, ah, do you care the same thing about obesity? Do you care the same thing about gluttony? Do you care the same thing about, you know, pick all the other ones? I don't know about all the other things. We'll work on those too. But if it's bad, don't do it. Lead your family in the truth. Scott, you're being awfully quiet over there. Do you have anything to say before I close this thing down?
I have lots of thoughts. There are some things I'd like to say, but I keep having the phrase pearls before swine come to mind.
Right.
And I feel like that's what the whole internet is now. It's almost just a waste of time to try and say anything, because someone's going to hate you no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say the sky is blue and somebody will argue with you on the internet.
They will. I know it.
And I guess I would just say, if there's anyone that's listening, which I don't know why you're listening, if you
I know.
Todd,
that's what I thought about the Facebook thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you really hate us and all that we stand for, I don't know what you're listening to us for. There's plenty of people to listen to that support your point of view. But I have seen the evidence of, you know what? It's not worth it. I'll just cut that part out. I was going to talk about you and how loving you are and how much you care for people, but people who know you know that, and people who don't aren't going to give a rat's rear end. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of thoughts I have, Todd, and I just feel like it doesn't matter. I could say all the nice things and all the wonderful things and try and explain. And I made a deal with myself a long time ago that I was no longer talking to people who call me racist.
Because
mm-hmm. Once we start from that position, we're done talking. Because I know in my heart I've never hated anybody because of their race. So I don't need to justify that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I try to love people the way Jesus commanded us to, but I also, you know, try to live by the truth and, you know, calling something what it is.
And why is that so hard for me and for some others and for you? Why is it so hard to do that? You know, is it because we think that if we speak logically and kindly and thoughtfully that they will go, oh, you're right, that's a good point. But you know, if God really has given them over, which it looks like he has,
yeah.
You know, maybe we keep striving for this middle ground where we can meet and be friendly.
Well, and that used to exist in America, and that's part of our problem as being Americans. We aren't used to having the powers that be hate us with a visceral hatred and want us to die. And that's where we're headed, so.
It does feel like that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. I know some of my older kids who have kids, I mean, it really is depressing to them because they feel like, you know, for their kids,
yeah.
You know, what's it going to be like?
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be terrible. And you know, if God weren't in control, which he is, you could feel that way and think, you know, my kids aren't going to enjoy any of this stuff that we enjoyed. Or that freedom that we've enjoyed. And maybe that's even better. I don't know. But so, hey, Dad, I got to go. I got to go pack up the trailer. I can see the clouds moving in. I want to get there before it rains. But hey, if you'd pray for me, I'm going to pray for you too. that, you know, we just be dads, that we know how to lead our families well. We know when to speak up and when to shut up and when to smile and wave. And if you're in the midst of one of those things, I'm just asking God to make your path clear and to direct your paths, and that we lead our families and just that. So, hey, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being on the team. Don't feel too sorry for me. Don't feel like you have to come to my defense, you know, and go, well, I got to stand up for Todd. It's okay. I'm good. have a great weekend. Maybe plan for Kids Day coming up and Father's Day. Enjoy it as that comes up. Actually, Scott and I are going to rebroadcast a blast from the past next week. So I won't talk to you till after Father's Day. So have a great one. Have a great Kids Day, and just do a little bit. You don't have to do a bunch. Just do something to let your kids know how much you love them, and do it because you do, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
I lost you, Scotty. Hold on.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Why can't you hear me?
Can you talk?
Yeah, what did you do? Did you unplug your headphones?
You're going in and out. It's my fault. It's my speaker. I tried turning you up, and now I'm losing you. Talk.
Well, use your headphones, ding-dong. What are you using speakers
for? No, I don't
have
my headphones.
Have you not paid attention to anything I've taught you all these years?
Okay. Okay, start again. So...